When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We're here on episode 97, and today we're going to be talking about how you need to be you because everyone else is taken. And this is something that I have seen a lot of network marketers do. They join someone's team and they want to be successful, so they try to be like somebody else. Or maybe they're using a strategy that just doesn't feel authentic to them. And here's the thing, guys. When you are doing things that don't feel right, that don't feel authentic to you, you're never, never going to be successful doing it. Because anytime that you're trying to do something that's outside of your character, it's never going to work because it's going to feel different. It's going to feel odd. It's going to feel off. And so when you start doing things that are feeling off, you bring that energy of like, this isn't right, and it's never actually going to turn out. So today I am so excited to bring on a good friend, Roseanne, and she's going to help us talk through this because she's one of our mindset coaches here at Social Tenacity, and she just has so much knowledge. So I'm really excited to jump in today's interview with Roseanne, where we can talk about why you need to really just be you. And it's okay to be you. Give yourself permission that you can sell your products and talk about your opportunity the way that is best for you, and it will feel authentic. And when you come off that way, you're actually going to have so much more success. So let's jump right into the interview. Hey, authentic influencers, I am so excited to introduce you to Roseanne Dawes. She is one of our mindset coaches here at Social Tenacity, and I just adore her. So I'm super excited that I get to introduce all of you to Roseanne. So welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited you invited me on today.
This is going to be so fun. Today we're going to be talking about how you can be you because everyone else is taken. So we were talking a little bit before we got this recording going, and we were talking about how in network marketing, and you see this a lot because you talk a lot with our clients, and I found that a lot of people, when they first start network marketing, they come in and they're like, okay, I want to be successful, so I'm going to be just like my upline, and you're going to see everything that she does, and you're going to do everything exactly like she does. You know, and I mean, I did this too when I got into network marketing. I don't know if you were the same way. But like my upline did fairs and shows. Like that was her thing. And so I was like, okay, I have to do fairs and shows. And then she did fundraisers. So I'm like, okay, I have to do fundraisers. And I had to do everything just like her because she was successful. So that way I could be successful. And then I found like I actually wasn't successful doing that. And I had to find my own way. And I found online marketing because that was like my thing, you know, and that was the thing that made me successful, where my upline was not online at all. She's still not online, you know? So what have you kind of seen with talking with our clients and stuff like that, or your own experience in network marketing too?
Well, this is the thing. I find there's two types of people that I come across with, especially working with Social Tenacity, is you have the people that are lifelong network marketers, and they've kind of found that groove that, okay, this is what I'm hearing I should be doing. Notice the word should be doing. This is what I should be doing. And so, but I'm going to tweak it this way because they've had experience to get to that point. Me, 5 years ago, when I started network marketing, I had no clue. I was a first grade teacher. I had no clue how to build my own business. So I was like so grateful for my upline telling me do this, 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 and this. But also knowing that I don't know if I'm a rebel or something, but it's just like, it's nice to hear what they would like me to do, but yet there was something inside me that just said, but maybe try this, maybe be unique this way. And I've always just been in tune with, but maybe try it this other way. And I think that's what we find with some of these awesome clients as they're discovering the process along the way of what is right for me. So I think it's totally fine to start that way. But then you start to trust yourself and you're like, okay, maybe I want to try it this way, because those inspirations are so powerful. That is learning to trust yourself and just realizing, do you know what? It's good to be told what to do. But yet if you start to, that your heart is saying, or your mind is saying something different, it's totally okay to try that, because you're the one who has those inspirations. So it's a process along the way, but, and it's okay wherever you are, that's where you are. And you just take the next step forward. So yeah, that's my two cents on what I've observed with our network marketers.
So you talked about, finding like, or listening to like that inspiration, that little, like listening to your conscience. You know, I think about in Pinocchio, you have like little Jiminy Cricket, you know, telling you what to do.
Yes.
You know, so if someone has never even been able to tap into that before, like, do you have some steps that people can take? They're like, okay, I want to listen to my intuition more. So how do I do that?
Oh my goodness, that is a huge thing, especially right now, because we're finding, especially with Corona and everything, is they've been told what to do. And so they live in their heads, just do this, this, and this. But then with everything changing so quickly, and maybe a decision is made, you know, from the outside world and whatnot, and you're like, but how do I respond to this? People are being encouraged and almost forced to drop down into their heart and just start listening. And I'm finding a lot, especially with the one-on-one clients, is they say, I don't trust myself, because they're just not used to it. And so it's just an invitation to start. And I say, fake it till you make it. So just, if you can just energetically, or just kind of imagine dropping from your head down into your heart and just pretend like you're in the middle of your heart, and just because it connects you back to your body, and just say, if it was going to say something, what would it be? And just trust whatever that first thought is. This is the cool thing about it. It's the first thought. And as long as it's a good thought, then it's probably the right thing. And so I just say, practice that every day. You know, we have our magic mornings, and this could be one thing that we could add to this time in the morning, is just practice dropping into your heart and just asking a question to yourself, whatever that is, and then just take that next step forward. That's the practice. That's the process of learning to retrust yourself, you know, because we've not done that, because for so long, and it has worked for so much with network marketers, just do A, B, C, D, and you'll get these results. And that worked for a while, but I noticed with my downline, I would do it. But remember, I would always do my own twist, because I'm kind of a rebel that way. But I found that they would do exactly A, B, C, D. Sometimes they would work longer than I ever did, and they didn't get the same result. And I always wondered, why is that? What is it? We're far beyond the time of having to just be told what to do. It's, here's your menu of things. What do I feel inspired to do? And that requires listening to the heart. And right now, just practicing just a little bit at a time and just trusting yourself to take that next step.
I love that idea of practicing, and putting it into your magic morning is a perfect place to do it. And that's where, like, that's what I do. I love doing like meditations and stuff like that in the morning, because it helps you to clear your mind to where you're at a point where you can like drop into your heart and be like, okay, what is it? What's the thing that I'm supposed to do today? You right. know, and I love the trusting your first, like the first thing that comes to your mind. It made me think of when I was pregnant with my second son, we were thinking of all these names, you know, and the first name that I thought of was Isaac. And I'm like, well, I don't really know. And like, then for months, we're talking about all these other names and stuff like that. And then we actually decided on a different name. And after he was born, he was named Charlie for about 5 hours.
Oh no, that's not good.
And then I was like, he's not a Charlie. I'm like, this is an Isaac, and he's Isaac. And it's funny, because all of my kids, like whatever the first name that we thought of, we like start thinking of all these other things, and we always go back to that very first one, you know? So when you said trust your first thing, like that's what I thought about.
Plus, he had to have a cousin, Charlie.
That's right.
That's right. He had to be an Isaac. That's awesome.
Yep. Yep. Well, and we always said if we had another boy, we would name him Charlie, but Trisha took it. So
it all works out.
It all works out. So, the other thing that we had talked about is how, like, this trusting yourself and being who you really are, you know, that's what this really is all about. It's being you, your unique self, tapping into your unique gifts and talents. You talked about how this is kind of like a two-sided coin. There's two ways to kind of look at this and how we can help us to really understand who it is that we are so we can show up authentically.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding is, you know, especially with the group calls that we do, it's so interesting because some of the questions are just, well, who am I? That's like a huge question because you're asked through the whole foundation and everything. It's like finding out what makes you special? What makes you unique? Who are you? And I find that there's two sides of the coin. And the first one of who you are, just it's a universal thing for every person. Who am I divinely? You know, who am I? And just find out who is my higher power? What is my higher power? And just connect to that and just feel the truth of that for you. That's the first side of the coin that we want to make sure that we're connected to, understanding that we are much more than what we think we are right here sitting at my table or you at your desk. We are much, much more than just who we look like we are. So that's the first one. The second side is like there is an individual purpose that only you and I and everyone listening, you're the only one that can bring certain gifts to this world. All of you guys have passions. Passion is a huge word that I've really been focusing on. And I'm like, what makes me come alive? I mean, if I am my husband, I hate to cook. It is the worst thing in the world, but my husband loves to cook. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, okay, I'm starving before I go to bed. I'll be up at 2 if I don't eat something. So I have to, I'm like, honey, will you just make me, I love the cake. Macy's has this best salsa. So I just have him make like the little tortilla and cheese with the salsa. So I'm like, will you just do that? He finds so much joy in doing that. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I do not get it, but he loves that and he will serve me. And I'm thinking, am I just lazy? But he is like loving it. That is his passion. That is his joy. That's what he feels and comes alive. Me, that's not mine. Once again, as we're looking at our upline, what their passion and their joy is unique to them. And once again, it's the process of discovering what makes me come alive. As I'm building this business, what makes me come alive? Many, many calls we've had is find joy in the service, find joy in building. What makes you come alive? And that's so unique to every single person because what happens is once you feel that passion come alive, literally coming alive, I've tweaked something with my one-on-one calls especially. And what's interesting that happens is when I feel alive, especially during the calls and after the calls, there's just this energy, this risen energy that comes alive that reminds me, oh, that's what passion is. I feel so alive. And what happens, this is the coolest thing. It literally puts you in alignment of your purpose right now on this earth, on this planet. It puts you in alignment. Now, what happens is when you are in alignment, all the things that you're wanting, all the dreams, all the things that you desire are naturally coming toward you. And then as soon as you're out of alignment, oh, I've got to do it exactly this way, this way, this way. It's fine. But what makes me passionate about it puts you in alignment. Everything comes or it's going away from you. That's the interesting thing. Everything that you want is either coming toward you or going away from you. They don't stand stagnant. All those dreams, all those desires, all the goals that you're setting, they're either coming to or going away. And it's us being in alignment. So feeling the passion, feeling that aliveness makes us come alive and invites things to come toward us. The interesting thing, once I started tweaking my one-on-one calls and feeling that passion and feeling that aliveness, I am amazed. I am amazed at the people coming into my world. I'm amazed that people are wanting calls. I'm amazed how many people are spreading the word of, hey, get a session with Roseanne because you'll feel this and this and this. And that just simply because you found your passion, you found your purpose. I am not a different a language type person, but my daughter-in-law is from India. And so there's this word called Dharma. And you really can't translate it into English, but it's like an ancient language for the Hinduism, Buddhist, you know, all this. It's Sanskrit, that's what it is, Sanskrit language. And really, it's finding that life purpose with the passion that's just uniquely designed for you. And once again, that's a discovery for every single person. But just as you go throughout your day, notice what does make you come alive. It could be just peeling an orange just in the kitchen. It could be that. And if that's, follow that, follow the little breadcrumbs with that. Okay, maybe cooking and culinary skills are your thing, like my husband. Mine, not so much. And that's okay, but it's a discovery. That's the cool thing about building business, is it's a discovery of who we are and finding that life purpose.
I love that so much. Well, and like, so there's a few things that I thought about as you were talking. Because for me, obviously, it's online marketing. I'm sure that's not a shock to anyone, you know.
Thank goodness we've got Brooke.
But like, I wasn't someone who was like, I thought, oh, that's what I'm going to go into. I, like you, I was a first grade teacher. Oh, and so I just love to teach. But my very first like getting into the online world was I had to create a website for my classroom. Like that was part of the requirements. And so I started doing that and I created a website and I like loved it. Like I spent so much time on it because I had so much fun and I was starting to find a passion in that. So I went into like, okay, I'm going to build websites. And that brought me into the network marketing world, because then I started building websites for other network marketers. Yes. And then I was like, okay, what's this? And then I'm like, well, I can see how I can use network marketing, and I could also I built my own website for my network marketing company. And then I learned how to market that, you know? And so it was just, like you said, it's following those breadcrumbs. If you find one little thing that you're like, I really like this part. So what's the next step and the next step?
Yes. You followed that perfectly. And that's the thing, is also giving yourself grace along the way. If that didn't turn out exactly, it's like, but where else am I feeling the breadcrumb? Where do I see something that I am passionate about and just keep following it? It's like a never ending maze, but it's so fun in the discovery.
It is. Well, and like you think back, like I even thought when I joined, cause I had done a couple network marketing companies before, like I joined the one that I rose to the top and all of that. And I said I would never do network marketing before, but then when I did join my next company, I was like, oh, all the things I learned from all those other ones, now it makes sense why this is the perfect time for me. And you're going to find that. So anyone listening, like think back to what are some of the things or situations that you went through and you're like, now I see that that was perfect for me because it helped me to be able to get here. And now from here, I can move on and do something else amazing.
Exactly. Because you can take that two ways. And sometimes we get in our mind of, oh, that didn't work, AKA I'm a failure, that didn't. But really what you're inviting us to do is just saying every single experience that I've had, whether it's through other network marketing businesses, it doesn't matter. Those experiences are leading you to this moment in time. And it's like, as those things start to come up to your memory, because you've experienced them, you're going to start getting inspiration. And you're also going to remember the feeling that you had through those. I'm like, oh, that did make me feel good. That I did like doing that. And you start adding to whatever it is that you're building right now. It's awesome.
Yeah. Cause nothing is a failure. We just learn from what we go through. Right. So before this, we were talking about the car dealership. I know I talk about that a lot, but like, it's because that could be seen as a huge failure. But actually, there were so many blessings that came out of it and so many things that helped me that I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that.
Well, and specifically, you mentioned that intuition and following on those inspired ideas, a lot of those came from that experience. And so you got to learn and be better and better and better with that skill. That's a skill. Mm-hmm. Learning to remember who we are and just trusting that is a skill, just like any other thing that we're building.
Yeah. And one thing that I started during that time, that it goes with that, like dropping in and thinking like, what should I do? You know, every single day I think of what are the three things that I need to do? Mm-hmm. And I do what's something for my family that I need to do. And I just think, and I'm like, okay, who in my family needs me today? You know? And the answer that I got this morning was my girls need a girls' day. So right before this, we went to lunch and got Wendy's, you know, it doesn't have to be anything big.
But acting on those inspirations, that you start to learn to trust yourself just by mm-hmm. acting on it. And so it's just easier to just say yes the next time, whatever it is. Wendy's salads are great, right? That's but more importantly, it's those connections, those relationships that for some reason your girls needed you.
They needed that today. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, even if we want to say, well, I don't know if that's me coming up with it or if it's coming from my higher power or stuff like that, the truth is it honestly doesn't matter.
Right.
As long as it's something that's, it's good and it's not like you're going to go harm someone or something like that, like act on it. It doesn't matter. And it may be something that pushes you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Oh, and that's where that big trust builds.
Yes.
And when you feel that little, oh, I know this is what I heard, or I think this is what I heard, and you don't want to do it, we can talk ourselves out of it way, way easy. But it's just realizing, okay, just trust myself, because that's those, it's like the law of polarity, where it's just like, oh, it's getting me out of my comfort zone. The law of polarity says that you're going to have so much more goodness that comes from it on the other side that matches just as much or even more, is from my experience.
Yeah.
So trust that too.
For sure. Well, and I think about like Trisha, we've had her on the podcast before, and this week she sold her house and she's now with her family of 5 kids and a 7-week-old baby as in a trailer, and they're like going all across the country, traveling around in this crazy times, which everyone is like, you're so crazy. Why are you doing this? But it's because that's what she felt to do. And so it's pushing her way out of her comfort zone,
yeah.
But she acted on it. And that's the thing. When you start acting on those things, like you have no idea what the amazingness is going to be on the other side. When you,
I cannot wait. We should all be following her on moving. What is it called? Her Facebook page, Moving Everest.
Moving Everest. So yeah, because, we'll do a little plug for her.
She is one of those people that I've learned from myself of just, she hears it and she acts. And it's almost as if she doesn't dare not. She's right. Trusting herself that much that she doesn't dare not, because she knows and she's witnessed and she has seen all the goodness that comes from just trusting. But I'm sure for her, it started with little breadcrumbs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So the 3 things that I do one for my family, then I do what's one thing for my business that I need to do that day, and then I do what's one thing for myself. So because self-care is so important, because you can't give from an empty cup. You got to take care of yourself. And we're usually like the last on our priority list.
Okay. I'm curious. I just want to ask a question.
Okay.
What is the silliest thing or the craziest thing when you ask, what do I need to do for myself? Does something come to mind of, why would that come to mind? Like, you ever get those?
Like one time the thought came to me, like, I need to paint my toenails. And I'm like,
what?
Okay. But see, those are the things that it's like, well, why should I do that? But that's an easy thing to act on. And so sometimes maybe the intuition that you're getting is like weird little simple things like that, but it's just to help you start learning that muscle of, yep, will you act on the impressions that you're getting?
Yes. Huge. Huge right there.
Yeah. Sometimes it's weird things. And sometimes it's just like, you need to take 10 minutes and walk outside. Like, yeah, you'll just have ideas that come to you. And I have learned that I need to just act on those every single day.
Yeah.
And the times that I don't, it's not that like your life falls apart if you don't listen, but it's when the big things come, it's a lot harder to listen. And it's a lot harder to move your feet when you don't have that, use that muscle.
Exactly. And the universe will continue showing up. So in case you miss it one time, life will show up for you so that you can practice that again, because we live in a benevolent universe that wants our success just as much as we do, if not more. Mm-hmm. And so it's, there's just so much mercy with that. So,
for sure.
But, you know, interesting this week, actually last week, my daughter was heading to Idaho with her in-laws, and they spend this week on the lake and they do certain things, and it's my daughter's in-laws. But for some reason, the impression that came to my mind was, you need to go up there on Tuesday. I didn't know why. And so I just kind of just sat with that for a minute. And then I talked with my husband to rearrange the schedule so we could go up on Tuesday. And Tuesday comes around and my daughter calls me and says, it is so windy, we are packing up. And I'm thinking, okay, I guess we don't need to go. But once again, that impression came, still go up there, go to their house instead of the lake, whatever. And 2 amazing things happened. So I love long drives with my husband. And there was a conversation as far as business building that I don't think would have happened had we just been doing our own thing, and it needed to happen at that point. So that was miracle number 1. And miracle number 2 was her father-in-law just found out he had some bad news with a possible tumor and whatnot, and he needed that support from Brian and I. And it was like, after that was all said and done, it's like, that's why we needed to go. So we never know why we have those inspirations, but it's just trusting those and just great things happen.
Right. Well, and the thing is, if you wouldn't have listened to that, it's not like life would have stopped. It's not that, like, you could have been a support on the phone, you know, but it probably meant so much more. And it just acting on that created like this impression in your mind now that now when you get that weird impression of, oh, maybe I should do it. It's like, what would I be missing out on if I don't do this?
And I think that's what Trisha's living right now. What am I missing out on if she doesn't? Right. Seriously.
Yes. Oh, this has been so good. I can just talk to you all day, Roseanne.
So fun. Thank you for inviting me on. Such a privilege.
So, well, you guys have lots of things to work on today, but I would say the first thing, if out of anything that you've listened to, I would just really invite you to every morning, just start listening to that intuition. What is the one, and just ask yourself, what's one thing that I can do today, either for your family, for your business, or for yourself, and start acting on that. And you're going to be amazed. You keep doing it consistently a month from now, where your life and your business is going to be.
Love it. Perfect.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Roseanne.
You bet. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.